Art and architecture are among the defining measures of a civilization. These are the artifacts that traditionally remain at the end of an era, what the archaeologists find as they poke through the ashes. War, by definition, is a direct contradiction to civilization. Artistic expression is a symbol of civility, another reminder of the fact that building and maintaining civilization is a day-to-day collective job.
Okay, he's finished. That A major chord must be the end.
Johannes Samari adorns the world by conducting music. Last year, he became music director at St. Patrick's Cathedral in Midtown Manhattan, the location of many memorial services and commemorations for the New York City police and firefighters who were killed last September.
What you want to present to them is something that's totally different, because they're experiencing something that's totally different. And to give them that and make them be able to breathe easy. It won't be easy for them to breathe easy, but a little easier. And there is something that people find comfort in, and it's the three-letter word, awe, A-W-E. And to create awe, you have to perform something that, for lack of another word, I would use the word sublime. The music has to be sublime. We search for that which is really beautiful and uplifting, and it makes us become better beings. I would truly believe that.
I find myself so appreciative when curators and artists provide me with a moment of clarity, when I'm at the right show at the right time for me. Late in the summer, I was in Gloucester, Massachusetts, where I attended an exhibit at the North Shore Arts Association. Architect Richard Bernstein is chairman of the committee at the Arts Association, which mounted the group show September 11th in remembrance.
The essence of this exhibition is the ability of the artist to provide people who view their work an opportunity to reflect upon their own situation, their own emotions. This was our gift to the community to show how powerful art can be and help the community heal and understand the loss.
And so I stepped into the gallery, a huge two-story former warehouse on the docks of a Gloucester harbor, over 200 miles from Lower Manhattan. Looking at an abstract sculpture, I slowly realized it to be a piece of the twisted, smoldered metal from the World Trade Center, writhing up into the room. And framed between the hard edges of the metal, hanging a few feet back on the wall, was the oil-painted image of a fair-haired boy bending down to scoop up something in a net he waved in the water. An archetypal image of innocence, discovery, play. And suddenly, there it was, so clearly before me, what I felt that I had lost and could not find again, and what goes on within the human experience each and every day, all suspended in the same moment.
It's the medium of art that makes us stop. It's a very personal experience. Somebody will come in here and they'll look at something and go, I don't get it. And another person will come along and go, wow, that is just awesome.
Kathleen Valentine is a graphic artist and board member of the North Shore Arts Association.
Joseph Campbell, the mythologist, said that art is a form of participation with the divine. And I think that that's a lot of what we're trying to do here. In today's world, because of the fact that we're so removed from some of the old institutions that supported us in times of trouble and in times of loss, art has become a way for us to experience catharsis. In a lot of ways, the artist today is sort of like the shaman or the priest of a previous time. Through them, we find a means of allowing ourselves to experience and to feel things that, you know, we don't really make a very honorable place for in society today.
For Studio 360, I'm Karen Frillman.